T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have two Pac-12 athletes that are suing both the Pac-12 and the NCAA over name, image, and likeness.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You might be thinking, oh, who's the Ed O'Bannon now? Mm-hmm. Well, it is a women's basketball player from the University of Oregon, Sedona Prince, along with Arizona State swimmer Grant House.
Same lawyers or different lawyers?
Same lawyer. Same it is lawyer. A class action lawsuit. That would cover athletes who played in any of the last 4 years and moving forward. The suit is seeking unspecified damages for television revenue and social media earnings as part of their class action lawsuit against the NCAA. And this is a, I have a question of why? Why is this happening now? Why are you, when everything is happening, as Florida said, July 1 of next year, name, image, and likeness will happen. We know that the government is motivated to get something done with this because individual states are mandating it. Now the NCAA is on board with it. Mm-hmm. So name, image, and likeness is coming down the pipeline. Why now?
Well, why now? Because just like any other class action lawsuit, this is legally driven by a law firm that wants to either get notoriety or get jumped on board. Just like all these class action suits, if you get tons of athletes to jump on board and sign up, next thing you know, you got enough, and then you can go after multiple universities. It's a money grab. That's all it is. I mean, it's just business. It's business. I'm not condoning if it's good or bad at this point, because I don't think you got a shot in hell to get after this right now. But you know, you like a lot of legal things happen, you throw darts against the wall, see if something sticks. Mm-hmm. And if this is going to be the first two to come out, it really doesn't hold any legs yet until you get a big name, or probably someone that has, like the Ed O'Bannon situation came in because of the video game usage and actually using the name, image, and likeness. I need to read really what this lawsuit in depth is going after.
Well, they want name, image, and likeness over, as I said, television revenues, as it pertains to television revenues,
well, that's ridiculous.
And social media earnings.
It's also ridiculous.
Why?
Well, it's ridiculous. Because this is, again, if you're going to sue universities right now and go after that, I don't agree with that. I've never agreed with that.
Yeah.
Okay, if you have a jersey on and you're wearing that uniform, okay, and then if that is part of the situation and you're going to post that on social media, that is part of what you do for the social, that's part of what you have the representation at the university. The university can do that. Now, if you have your own social media and you do your own stuff on your own, like your own Instagram, your own Twitter, your own TikTok, and you do that, or your own YouTube channel, I can understand going after that legalities, and that's why I want to understand the difference. Did they want a cut of the University of Oregon women's basketball Twitter feed? Is that what they want?
It sounds like they want a cut of their own to monetize their own. We talked about the Central Florida kicker who had to sit out a year because he had a YouTube channel, right?
Well, then who was getting the cut? That's why I'm very confused by this.
What do you mean?
If they want a cut of their own, were they making any money from the get-go? I don't believe that.
Sedona Prince, in what she is saying, in her lawyer is saying in this, is that she transferred to Oregon after she missed the 2018-2019 season while she was at Texas because of a serious leg injury that required multiple surgeries.
Right.
Okay, she then applied for a waiver to play for the Ducks immediately last year. It was denied by the NCAA.
Okay.
And then the lawsuit, and this is according to Oregonian, says the lawsuit contends that when Oregon fans made Free Sedona shirts, to support her and asked if she wanted to sell them. Prince couldn't due to NCAA rules. So she wanted to be able to sell those t-shirts that students had put together and were like, hey, this is for you. She's saying that she has several medical bills that are in the tens of thousands of dollars after surgeries for her leg. Uh-huh. On top of that, she says she was stressed about the potential of my injuries keeping me from playing again. Even with all this facing me, I was still unable to receive outside compensation from endorsements or social media because of the NCAA.
So was she hurt while as an NCAA athlete?
She got hurt apparently heading into her senior, her freshman year at Texas playing for Team USA.
So she should be covered. I don't quite understand why she has tens of thousands of dollars. If she's hurt playing for the USA or hurt under as a collegiate athlete, you are covered financially. I'm very confused by
this.
It's
after your playing days are done that you're not.
Yeah, as long as you're under scholarship, you're right. Even if you go play for Team USA, you should be under their insurance policy. It's very confusing. Yeah. And also, if you wanted a cut of t-shirts being sold like that,
Bosworth,
where, is the money going towards GoFundMe for your medical bills or is it just going for cash?
Well, it's going to cash that she would use for her medical bills is what it sounds
allegedly.
Like. Well, or living, know. You know, which is something that, like, I agree with. If a kid can sell t-shirts and it's a cool design and people want to buy it.
Yeah, no problems there.
But the social media aspect of this is interesting because we talked about this when the partnership first happened. Remember Nebraska partnered with a company called, I think it's Open Doors is the name of the company.
Yeah, this was all the way back in...
this was last fall, maybe?
December?
Like, look.
They announced it December or November, talking about learning those things about name, image, and likeness.
February seems like it was 3 years ago. So anything beyond February, I have no idea.
It's kind of a blur.
I'll just say it was a while ago. But 538 has the numbers on it, and this is according to Nebraska, it is what could Nebraska athletes make as an influencer? The top University of Nebraska student athletes per sport by estimated potential earnings through social media branding. Number one, Adrian Martinez, the quarterback of the football team. Mm-hmm. He has 79,500 followers, which means he could earn $1,500 per post with an annual earning of $153,000 from social media.
I got no problems with that at all.
Volleyball player Lexi Sun.
Individual accounts, right? Yeah. Their own individual accounts.
Their own brand.
Yep.
As influencers.
Yep.
Lexi Sun, who's a volleyball player there, she's the second highest earner. She could make $39,000 a year.
Fantastic.
All the way down to Trinity Gomez, who is apparently rifle is a sport at Nebraska. She could make $168 per season or per year as an influencer on social media. Right. They crunch the numbers on every single sport at Nebraska and who the highest earners were. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it, man, a volleyball player is the second highest earner, but Adrian Martinez, star quarterback of the football team. I wouldn't even call him a star.
Well,
$150,000.
I'm really curious if there's anybody listening out there in the social media world that gets paid and how much they get paid per influence or per post based on a certain amount. I know YouTube staggers and they get, I know 100,000 followers or subscribers is a big thing for YouTube. I'm very curious. I have another friend that is a barbecue guy that he quit his full job and does it full time. I mean, I've never really asked him what they make. It's pretty lucrative. Here's what I do know. It's pretty lucrative. Once you get in that 100,000 marker, you say that, I think you could do a pretty good job of making a little bit of money doing that. And I got no problems with that. University's not, doesn't need to monetize that. It's my own individual account.
Now, this is where people make money off of their social media account is, so basically a company will just say, hey, we'll give you, you know, $100 a post that you make and you can make up to, you know, 20 posts a week or whatever it may be. And that's how you're going to get paid on this, right? And so you just put out a tweet of you holding your Muscle Milk or whatever it is, and they'll pay you $100 for every post that you make with that. And that's how social media influencers make their money. It's basically their own social media commercials that they make. And Adrian Martinez, $150,000. And that is why they're suing. Like Sedona Prince is saying, if I could sell my t-shirts on my Twitter account, or in the Grant House, who's a swimmer, he's saying if I could sell, you know, I don't know what the hell a swimmer's in, my swim cap.
Speedos.
Yeah. If I could sell branded Speedos on my account, then I can make money. Something tells me that this one may get thrown out of court because of the lawsuit or the legislation that is coming down the pipeline for both name, image, and likeness and social media influencing college sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.